Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. What are you serving up today?
Well, the Bennifer 2.0 romance is heating up in the car in LA traffic.
Oh, also Snoop Dogg has been cloned, y'all. We'll explain.
And me and the Brat edition with the one and only Flavor Flav.
Plus, we got Thirst Trapping with Demi Moore and Carrie Underwood. Brad will join us later. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, it's a jungle out here in these relationship streets, and things are getting crazier between Safari and Erica Mena. Now, just in case you forgot, Erica gave birth to their second baby a couple weeks ago after filing for divorce in May. Well, Safari claims that just 2 days after she filed, Erica went all way to exhale on him. He says she did $50,000 worth of damage to his personal items, and he claims that their security cameras captured it all, y'all.
Oh, yeah, baby. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Now, allegedly, while she was 8 months pregnant, she ruined $30,000 worth of custom sneakers by pouring bleach on them and cutting the laces, but that's not all. He says she also destroyed two motorcycles and a four-wheeler motorbike by pouring paint all over them, as well as into the exhaust pipes and the gas.
Oh, no.
What did he do?
The fact that she did this while she was 8 months pregnant, I am impressed.
You know, women sometimes do have the tendency to get Incredible Hulk level mad while they're pregnant. But, yes. Sherry, what do you think about this?
I expected something like this because this is the second time she has dealt with alleged cheating rumors. Now she's got another baby by this man, because that's what you're thinking. You're thinking, I didn't get pregnant by you, and I got to deal with this. So I'm not surprised at all, Erica Mena. My hat off to you, girl.
I was 8 months pregnant. The most I would have been able to do to Dennis was probably eat his food from the refrigerator because I was already there. Where the hell she get this energy to go outside, put something in the car, paint here, do this, do that, bleach this? You can't even smell bleach when you're pregnant. That would irritate you.
She probably had one of those 8 month sonograms of the baby, and the baby looked too much like Safari, and it just gave her all of a sudden just a violent rage snap, and she just went in.
Yeah, I know she had one of her ride or die chicks with her girl, and they did that together. She didn't do that by herself. She had Quisha with her, and they did it together, honey. Did up his clothes and his car.
Teamwork makes the dream work, baby.
Don't touch the motorcycle.
I got you a little reggae bike.
Well, we can all agree on one thing, and that is traffic sucks.
In LA, hell yeah.
And Atlanta. Yes. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez can relate after they were spotted in bumper-to-bumper traffic out here in Los Angeles. Now, take a look at this photo. Ben is behind the wheel, keeping his cool, while Jen, who is sitting in the passenger seat, looks visibly upset.
Oh, this is me.
Or she's thoroughly enjoying herself. Something. I can't really tell.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Gary, what do you think?
Ooh.
Frank, let's be for real, Frank. Let's accept this, honey. You know, doggone well, honey, A-Rod was probably down there on the floorboard, honey, doing his wonderful things for Jen. She was just mesmerized.
Nobody rides in L.A. with their windows down. So she probably was like, Ben, you know I'm about to hot flash, okay? I look good, but I'm at that hot flashing age. Will you turn, roll up your windows? Damn.
Yeah.
See, it's been hot in Southern California, so I think if the windows are down, Ben had one of his post-AA meeting farts.
Oh, the donuts and coffee farts.
Oh, okay.
And she had to put the windows down. She's like, oh, my God, Ben. All right.
Let me ask y'all a question. Why does the inside of their car look like a private jet? Am I seeing some wood, some like shellac wood in the back? What
it's
kind of damn car is that?
I think he's driving her car.
You don't think he's driving his Jeep Grand Cherokee?
His matching Cherokee with Matt Damon? No, that's different.
I have to say, Frank, that Ben Affleck does have that look like, did you smell it? Did you smell it? And she has that look like, I can't stand you.
Oh, yuck.
He just hotboxed her.
No.
Oh, roll the window down.
Well, it looks like Snoopy D-O-double-G was cloned, y'all. Yeah, just kidding. But he definitely has a long-lost brother. This is hilarious. So podcast host Matt George went viral this week after sharing a picture of his mom meeting Snoop Dogg, y'all. But check it out. Fans were quick to notice the man in the photo wasn't actually Snoop. Instead, it was famous lookalike Eric Finch.
Wow.
And get this, y'all. Matt refuses to tell his mom that it wasn't the real Snoop Dogg. Yo, he looks exactly like Snoop, y'all.
Exactly. Why I wouldn't know that's not Snoop Dogg.
And if his mom smokes too, she's not going to know the difference.
She's so excited that she met Snoop. What are you going to go and tell her it was a lookalike for?
This is like Snoop Dogg. This is not Snoop D-O-double-G. This is just Snoop D-O-G. But he looks exactly
it's like the
like
living
him.
Version of like what you asked for versus what you got.
When you order online versus what came in the mail.
Mm-hmm. You know, as a white guy, I'm going to say I could totally tell the difference. They look nothing alike to me.
You're playing it real safe, bro. You're playing it real safe.
I don't see a similarity whatsoever.
One is much shorter, fuller face.
He looks like the Ripley's House of Wax version. Oh, the Madame Tussauds wax version of Snoop Dogg.
The Madame Tussauds version.
Yep.
All right. I'm sure you guys remember the MTV, the show MTV Cribs, right?
Yes.
I love that show.
Yeah.
That's where I learned about Courvoisier for the first time. I had no idea what it is. As a girl in Indiana, I didn't know. The series that showed off celebrity homes, of course. Well, if you've been missing it, I got some good news for you because MTV is bringing back MTV Cribs.
Nice.
We get to see how the other half lives. The new season will feature Martha Stewart, Jordan Woods, JoJo Siwa, Rick Ross, Scott Disick, and many more. Headcrack, which crib would you like? I mean, of these people, maybe nobody, but whose crib would you like to see?
I would actually like to see the cribs of the people that they used to have on MTV Cribs, and they can call it MTV Do You Still Have These Cribs? Because, you know...
Yeah, what happened to your crib?
MTV foreclosed.
Some of those stars might live together now.
But Heidi, what makes it so bad though is if you have like a nice house and it's like a really beautiful, because in LA, everything is not about a mansion. You feel so inadequate when you go through these cribs on MTV. Like you can't even show off your like pretty bungalow because everybody's got these huge mansions.
They're like, oh.
Yeah, it looks like a crap hole.
I say we do a Dish Nation Cribs. Each of our homes featured on Dish Nation.
Oh,
I still don't know which one I would choose.
Yeah, I don't know which one of mine I'd choose either.
Frank, when we do a Cribs in Atlanta, it's basically an advertisement to come to our house and rob us. So we don't need tourists down here.
Honey. Oh, right. Yeah, not a good idea. Not a good idea.
Okay, y'all. Now, honey, I hope y'all ready for this, y'all, because it's time for
Thursday with the Stars.
First up, y'all, is Miss Carrie Underwood. I love Carrie Underwood, honey, from her American Idol days, y'all. Now, this country superstar, y'all, dropped these pics on Instagram with the caption, fishies, # catch and release, # just saying. So, y'all, this is a thirst trap or what, honey?
No, she's just hanging out fishing. Nah. She looks great.
It's a thirst trap because she's about to break the fish's jaw. She's up there flexing so hard, okay?
and that got that, oh, look at my flat stomach.
Yeah,
because if this wasn't a thirst trap, if this was my picture in a bathing suit and I just wanted to show the fish, I would have cropped it boobs up because she's not really busty. So I'd have cropped it because that's not a thirst trap, but showing off that. Obviously, she looks great,
but it's
a thirst trap. She's showing off her belly.
It's obviously a thirst trap because she's using that Instagram fish filter to make her fish look so much bigger than it was in that first picture.
Next up, we have Demi Moore. The actress shared these vacation photos and said, getting ready for another day in paradise. Ooh,
nice.
Okay. So is this thirst trapping, guys?
Yeah, that's thirst trapping.
Anytime you over 50 years old, yeah. 50 years old and you got a flat stomach, show that bitch off.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
You get a pass.
Oh, we got to clap it up for her. She looks amazing. You look great, Demi.
She does look great.
Especially when you're doing multiple arms up pitches, you're just trying to make sure everything is sitting right. She was trying to show off the goods. That's a campaign right there.
Show
definitely thirst trapping.
Show it off. Show it off.
Demi, show us more.
That's
right.
Well, coming up, yo, would you want to be on an island with a bunch of players? Well, these three women did it willingly. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Ladies, there is a new show on HBO called Boy Island.
Ooh,
it just makes finding love a little harder, y'all. They're making three women sift through 24 men to find love and to figure out who's the good guy and who is the player.
Wow.
The winner of the show gets $100,000.
Oh, wow.
And this looks like a good time. Check this trailer out.
The boys have admitted to our producers they're just here for the cold, hard cast.
I don't know what to believe right now.
My red flags are going off.
There's a lot of boys to get rid of.
So let's get them out of here.
Ooh.
My Lord.
Was this show not shot at Lake Lanier?
Baby. When I saw that Porsche, I was like, I wish the hell I would put myself through that stress under with them queens.
Baby, they are wasting their time. Damn, I could have saved. All they had to do was come bring this show to Atlanta, okay? They would have got a reality show. Yes. This is called the Atlanta dating scene.
Jerry, is this the kind of show you would go on to find love? I think you would do great on it.
Yes, yeah. I would go on the show, but the problem would be is I wouldn't even get, I'd get the damn boy who end up getting $100,000 off of me. And then it'd be all messed up.
You sure would, girl. You got two of them.
Yeah, but you would be able to sniff them out now.
Baby, yeah.
Sherry, we done been through some things. The show would be one episode.
So, Gary, if one of the players win, do you feel like that they could be turned into good house husbands or not?
Hell no, honey. No. I wouldn't have them queens be nothing for me, honey. And those women on there are crazy. They must really be desperate and need love, child. Honey, look at those boys. You didn't look at the trailer? Girl, please, they love each other, honey.
People are going to watch this. People love watching a train wreck on TV.
Yeah.
And people are not going to look away. They're going to watch this. This is going to get a lot of ratings. Watch.
But it would be hard for those guys to get an erection with those women, honey, because it ain't going to work. But nevertheless.
What do you mean?
Damn, Gary.
Gary, stop projecting, baby. Stop projecting. Go to the liquor store and go get you that little green or that gold rhino pill from the liquor store. Take one of those and you'll be good, puppy.
What you know about that pill, okay. Chewy, will we?
So, all right, this next story is a case of when trying to get revenge on an ex goes wrong, okay? So there's a guy in China by the name of Xian who broke up with his girl, Lu, for another woman. So Lu eventually got his car through a friend and racked up 50 violations, 49 for running red lights and one for speeding. Now, Xian was contacted, and after an investigation, Lu and her friend were both arrested.
Ooh,
oh, that was not fair to her. No.
I don't know why she thought she would not get caught. You got to do old school stuff. Like, you know, slashing their tires, putting sugar in their tank. You can't
go getting
tickets.
In the tank.
Ma'am, if you don't call Keisha and Tawana, your cousins from down south, and let them do your dirty work. But girl, you don't do that yourself.
Thank you.
Are you crazy?
Right.
She need a black girlfriend. That's what she needs. She need a black girlfriend.
Has an ex ever done anything crazy to you guys or vice versa?
Nah. Well, that's what I'm saying, Chewy. I know sugar in the tank works because me and my girlfriend went and did it. And we went and did it. We went over there. The stuff, the car won't start because the sugar mixes with the gas.
That's a Chicago girl thing, honey.
That sounds very reckless. Don't ever get Sherry angry.
See, Dan, here we throw grits on your body. We throw hot grits on your body.
That's right, bitch. With some syrup. Y'all about that attempted murder life.
Is that what you do in Atlanta?
Al Green, baby.
Wow. Yeah, and syrup.
Give them the
Al Green. Make it sweet.
All right. Well, coming up, honey, Brett and Headcrack, y'all caught up with the one and only Flavor Flav. So you don't want to miss this interview, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Yeah, boy. Welcome back to Dish Nation. I'm your girl, Brett Tat-Tat, Headcrack, and we got the iconic, the legendary, Hall of Famer, reality TV star, and Lil Boosie's daddy? Wait a minute. Nah. We got our boy Flavor Flav. What up, Flav?
In the building.
You know it. Woo!
Later for all this and that, but your boy Flavor Flav is on with the brat. Hey, check this out. And if they don't like it, they can get a real live smack because I'm on the head crack.
Oh, man. Yo, Flav, gotta say, off the rip, bro, you look amazing. Your energy is just electrifying as ever.
Always.
And word on the street is that you've been sober for over a year with no cigarettes and no alcohol. How do you feel overall?
Honestly, I feel like I added an extra 80 more years onto my life, G. That's how I feel. And I'm sticking to the game, baby. You know
Congrats.
What I mean?
Congrats.
I feel real good about that. Thank you all for that, man. I appreciate that, you know? Word up, G.
Yeah.
So you got a late-night Vegas talk show in the works?
Oh, yeah, I'm working on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on bringing Vegas' first late-night talk show. So I'm ready to bring the heat.
Okay. Are you going to throw it back on this show a little bit and show us some of the old Flavor Love Girls from back in the day? What you going to do on this show, Flav?
I'm going to be bringing all walks of life through my show, including you, Brat.
Okay.
I'm going to bring some of them on there, too. Man, without them girls, my show would not have been what it is. But not only that, but without all of the fans that supported me and watched my show,
right,
that would not be what it still is today. And people are still talking about that.
I'm trying to figure out what female
female celebrities you would have on your show?
Hey, well, you know I'm big on Nicki Minaj. You know I'm big on Megan Thee Stallion. You know I'm big on Cardi B. And not only that, Ariana Grande. You know what I'm saying? I'm even getting Taylor Swift on my show. I'm getting everybody.
You dropped a lot of names. And one name that we didn't hear you drop was our man Chuck D. And I know you guys have had a back and forth relationship. And also, you dropped one of the best albums of 2020. What you gonna do when the grid goes down? Hard Body Karate. Are you and Chuck on good terms right now in 2021?
Sure, me and Chuck is on good terms. You know what I'm saying? It's just that my man got to be on the same page as me. I'm gonna really put it out there right now. I got a partnership agreement that Chuck needs to sign. If Chuck don't sign this agreement, Public Enemy ain't moving.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Word up. So I love Chuck, though, and that's my partner. And I can't wait to get back to work, man, because, hey, the world been calling for us.
Yeah.
The world has been calling for us, you know what I'm saying? So y'all the first
That's one. Absolutely true. Now, let me tell you what else the world has been doing, Flav, okay? They've been saying that you little Boosie Badass is daddy. Now, what's up with that?
I told Boosie Badass, I said, yo, man, I don't care what nobody say, but the best thing I feel that could have happened to you ever was people mistaking you for me. At least they mistaking him for an icon. At least they mistaking him for a legend. You know what I'm saying? In the whole nine. You know the game CeeLo, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when you throw two aces and a six, what do we call that?
Head crack.
Head crack!
All right, y'all. You heard it right here. Our boy Flavor Flav. Y'all keep supporting him. And don't you go nowhere. Keep it locked right here for Dish after the break.
Yeah, boy. I love you, Brat.
Love you too, Flav. Yeah, boy.
Girl.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Melissa McCarthy is officially best friend goals. Yes, she is. Check this out. Her good friend and SVU star Marisha Hargitay unfortunately broke her ankle earlier this month.
Oh,
and to show her friend some love and support, Melissa stood outside of a wiener schnitzel with a sign that read, and I quote, "Honk if you're praying for Marisha Hargitay's recovery." End quote.
Wow. Guys, this is the type of best friend that everybody should have. Because, of course, it's easy to just post on Instagram, pray for my friend. This woman has on a onesie like she is about to be a mechanic. She out in the sun, in the heat.
Yes.
She is getting the drive by people. She getting the people trying to get a weenie. This is some real friendship right here, y'all.
Who would you say out of the Dish Nation crew would hold a sign in front of a wiener schnitzel, and what would that sign say? I'm just going to say Gary, but who else?
I would go in front of a carpet store for Brett and stand there, honey, and just tell the people, honey, just come buy some shag carpet, you know, just in honor
of my friend. Damn, Gary. Damn, Gary.
Jesus Christ.
Well, really? I was staying right where Melissa McCarthy is standing for Gary, a wiener place.
Yes. Gary's son would say, I'll bring the buns. So,
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Wiener hot dog sausages and Polish is here.
Even.
Come in the back door.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.